Are you ready to head down the path to an abundant retirement? We're tackling the topics of the mind of the modern retiree here on Navigating an Abundant Retirement Radio. And now your host, Carol Dewey.
Welcome back to Navigating Abundant Retirement Radio. I am your host, Carol Dewey. If you've been watching the markets lately, you know it's been a rough ride. Stocks are sliding, bond yields are spiking, and there's a lot of fear out there. Meanwhile, the Federal Reserve, led by Chair Jerome Powell, seems to be taking a wait-and-see approach despite growing signs of economic stress. But in this episode, I want to give you a different perspective, one that goes beyond the headlines and dives into the real signals we're seeing in the data. Signals that suggest a Federal Reserve rescue mission may already be forming behind the scenes. We'll talk about Powell's stagflation dilemma, the truth about inflation, why financial conditions are already too tight, and why we believe the Fed and the markets are on the verge of a major pivot. If you've been wondering what's next and how to position yourself for what's coming, this episode is for you. The market mood has been dark lately. Stocks have cratered, bonds have crumbled. Consumer confidence is collapsing, and yet, in the midst of one of the fastest 20% market drops in modern history, Federal Reserve Board Chair Jerome Powell essentially told investors last week, "We're in no rush to cut rates." That's right. With the economy cracking under the weight of a global trade war and sentiment falling off a cliff, the captain of the monetary ship looked us in the eye and said, "We're going to wait and see." Wall Street didn't like it. Stocks and yields initially sank in response. But we're here to tell you don't panic just yet. More importantly, don't listen to the words, watch the feet. Powell may have said no cuts for now, but the evolving reality on the ground says something very different. In fact, we believe the Fed is on the brink of launching a full-blown rescue mission for the U.S. economy, and it could send stocks soaring. So let's break it down. Powell's stagflation dilemma and the Federal Reserve's tough choice. To us, Powell's message yesterday made clear that the Fed is confused. He said that Trump's massive tariff regime is larger than expected and that it will likely create more inflation and slow the economy more than expected. That's a problem because rising inflation plus falling growth equals stagflation. That would be an economy where central banks are damned if they do or damned if they don't. Should they raise rates to fight inflation or cut them to combat the slowdown? Powell said the Fed doesn't know which it'll be yet, so it's going to sit on the sidelines and wait to find out. That might sound measured and diplomatic, but in reality, it's a dangerous game of chicken, and Powell knows it. Why the Fed must act? Financial conditions are just too tight. If you strip away the Fed speak and look at the data, the picture becomes clear. The central bank should already be cutting rates. Bloomberg's U.S. Financial Conditions Index, that's a catch-all measure of credit spreads, equity levels, and money supply, shows that outside of 2020's COVID crash, financial conditions are now tighter than they've been at any time in the past decade. Indeed, they are currently tighter than they were during China's 2015 slowdown, the 2018 Fed freakout, and 2022's inflation panic. Financial conditions are too tight. Because here's the backdrop that we're dealing with right now. Consumer confidence is near a 50-year low. According to University of Michigan's latest survey, consumer sentiment plunged 11% this month to 50.8, a 12-year low and the second lowest level on record since 1952. Retail sales are slowing, especially on a core basis. Though sales surged 1.4% in March, this uptick is likely temporary as consumers attempt to front-load tariffs. In February, retail sales rose 0.2%, much lower than the 0.7% increase economists projected. Now, business investment has stalled, down $130 billion from Q3 to Q4 of 2024. The housing market is frozen solid. Data from the National Association of Realtors shows that existing home sales fell 1.2% year over year. Despite all of the above, bond yields are spiking, not falling. The 10-year now sits at 4.29%, above where it was before Trump's Liberation Day announcement. This is just not a good cocktail. It practically screams for Fed action, and we believe Powell is quietly preparing for that, regardless of what he's saying in public. Inflation fears are just overblown. Now, yes, there's one reason the Fed has been sitting tight. That is inflation. Tariffs could cause reinflation. The Fed doesn't want to be cutting rates right as inflation starts running hot again. That's understandable in theory. But in reality, this inflation threat is probably overblown. After all, CPI inflation is currently running at 4%, very close to the Fed's 2% target. Core CPI inflation is at 8% and falling. Producer prices and import-export prices are all showing cooling trends. Data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics shows that U.S. import prices decreased 0.1% in March, following a 0.2% increase in February. Similarly, PPI for final demand decreased 0.4% in March, goods declined 0.9%, and services fell 0.2%. Yes, tariffs may cause a temporary blip in inflation, but the Fed knows better than to base long-term monetary policy decisions on short-term price distortions. It's said as much in the past. And when you weigh the risks, a modest, short-lived inflation bump versus a full-blown economic breakdown, we think Powell will ultimately choose growth. When Powell and the Federal Reserve step in, when will that happen? What is the likely rescue timeline? So when does that cavalry arrive? We think it's coming in June. That's when the data will likely have piled up just enough to give Powell and his colleagues the political and academic cover to start cutting. We expect that by then the trade war will likely be cooling. More on that in just a second. Inflation fears will be abating and markets will be loudly begging for help. Our base case is a rate cut in June, preceded by strong forward guidance in the Fed's May meeting. In fact, we wouldn't be surprised to hear the pivot begin as early as next month. And when that happens, the markets will move. The cooling trade war is a catalyst. Of course, this Fed story is only half the equation. The other half is the global trade war, which we're happy to report appears to be losing some steam. Since the U.S. launched its Liberation Day tariffs in early April, we've actually seen tariff rates fall, not rise. The average U.S. tariff rate spiked from 2.5% to 27% on April 2nd. But with the 90-day pause and electronics exemptions, that number has already fallen to about 23%. If rumored auto parts exemptions come to fruition, we'll drop another negative 20%, and if steel, aluminum, or the China deals are locked in, we'll slide closer to 10%. That's a pretty sharp reversal. Yes, the rhetoric from Washington is still aggressive, but as the Fed actions speak louder than words, and right now, the actions suggest de-escalation. That's very bullish. Once Powell and the Federal Reserve pivot, stocks could soar. So let's put it all together. The Fed is almost out of excuses. The data says cut, and it likely will soon. The trade war is beginning to abate, and tariff rates are falling. Financial conditions are too tight and about to loosen. Inflation is easing, not surging, and innovation, especially in the AI industry, continues to march forward. The storm clouds are still thick today, but if you know where to look, the sun is already peeking through. We believe that these two macro levers, the monetary policy and global trade, as they begin to shift, the stock market could rip higher. We wouldn't be surprised to see the S&P 500 up 10 to 15% from current levels by late summer. So while others panic, we're getting ready to pounce. Now, we're not saying the road will be easy. There will be more volatility, headline noise, and stock market drops. But with the Fed about to step in, the trade war thawing, and the AI revolution continuing to accelerate. This is a time to be disciplined, strategic, and optimistic. If you're able to, buy the dip, own the future. The rescue is coming. As you can see, while the current market mood may feel dark, the data tells a very different story. The Federal Reserve is boxed into a corner, the trade war is quietly cooling, and the conditions are lining up for a potential market rebound, if you're prepared for it. Now is not the time to sit on the sidelines, it's a time for smart strategic moves. If you're wondering how these macro trends affect your retirement income, investment mix, or tax strategy, I invite you to take the next step. We put together a complimentary guide titled Tariffs in Your Retirement, 5 Practical Steps You Can Take Now. You can download it right from the link in the description. Or if you're ready to get personalized clarity, you can schedule a lifestyle and legacy assessment with me directly. It's a one-on-one session designed to help you make the most of the road ahead. Thank you again for joining me. Stay sharp, stay strategic, and remember, buy the dip, own the future, the rescue is coming. Thanks for tuning in today.
You should consult a financial advisor familiar with the specific circumstances of your unique financial situation before making any financial decisions. Nothing in this broadcast constitutes as a solicitation for the sale or purchase of any securities. Any mentioned rates of returns are historical or hypothetical in nature and are not a guarantee of future returns. Carol Dewey is an investment advisor representative of Perpetual Wealth Financial, a Florida registered investment advisor firm.